Good evening and welcome to this contemplative service in the style of Taizé. We welcome those who are here in the sanctuary and those of you who are worshiping with us wherever you are. We are so glad that you are here. I have a word to say about the scripture that was chosen today. Normally, when I get ready to work the liturgy, I look at the Revised Common Lectionary. And if it's something that is usable, meaning it goes with Brother Roger Schultz's idea of the blessed love of God. That's his whole message was about God's love being absolutely and completely trustworthy and the one thing that we can always count on. This time, in the service of Lent, in the season of Lent, the Old Testament lesson of Jeremiah struck me, where God is saying, I'm not writing the law on the tablets anymore, I'm writing them on your heart. And you won't need to teach anyone because everybody will know me. And that struck me as such a wonderful image. And then the response is Psalm 51, which is traditionally David's lament for his sin with Bathsheba, which was not only adultery, but he caused Bathsheba's husband, Uriah the Hittite, to be killed. And so it's a very personal and dramatic lament. But I thought about how in the last year we have become aware of collective sins, the sins of our society, especially racism and those of us that were born white privilege, and how we are a part of that even if we don't practice racism. And so I thought maybe it would be a good chance for us to sing the ostinato, which says, have mercy on me, O God, in your loving kindness. So there are dramatic parts of that psalm, which I will be singing on top of the ostinato, and know that they are metaphorical. The psalmist speaks of his bones broken, and I think what he's talking about is just that he's in such pain, but his bones aren't literally broken. And I just wanted you to be aware of that. We sing some of these songs in Latin, but you may sing them in English. The translation is there in your program. We sing them over and over again to quiet our monkey mind, the mind that is trying to distract us from God. And so we invite you to sing along wherever you are. Later on, I will instruct you in the way we do the healing part here with live stream and with COVID restrictions. So if you want to get a cotton ball and some oil, it could be olive oil or cooking oil, and have that ready, then I will give you some instructions later. Let us begin with the first song. Let us pray these words of Brother Roger. God of compassion, by the gospel we can sense that you love us even in our most secret solitudes. Happy those who abandon themselves to you with trusting hearts. Amen.
These days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, know the Lord. For they all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more.
One of the ways we pray at Tezeh is in silence. And so I'm going to lead you in this meditation that starts with the body, because the body is our best ally in staying in the present moment. And so I just invite you, wherever you are sitting, on the floor or on a chair, just to notice your sit bones there at the bottom of your pelvis that you're sitting on, and notice how they're making contact with whatever it is that's supporting you, chair or pew or floor. And then just notice the distance, the space between your sit bones and the ground. And notice that your feet, or however you are sitting, the parts that are touching your ground, just notice how the ground is supporting you. And as you continue to notice that, notice your breath. Not trying to fix it or make it anything. Your body mind knows how to breathe quite well on its own for most of us, unless we have an illness. And so we can be grateful for every breath that we take. And we can be especially mindful of how that we exhale and let go of the breath. For the letting go is just as important as the taking in. And then bring your awareness to that place in the center of the forehead where we are often these days taking our temperature. It is the sixth chakra, or the third eye, the wisdom seat. And we just follow that back into the center of our heads, right between our ears. This is the center of wisdom that comes from more than just information, but from intuition. And in the middle of our heads, we're right above the cervical vertebrae, and there are seven of them. And we're going to use them as steps. We're going to step down into the chest where the physical heart is. So we take the first step in your imagination, and the second step, the third step, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, and now we enter the chest. The heart space that we're speaking of is larger than just the place occupied by our physical heart. It's an electromagnetic field that extends perhaps 3 feet in all directions. So now we have joined this intuitive wisdom with the compassionate heart. In this compassionate heart space, we meet the divine. Our divine self meets the divine, and we have wise compassion and compassionate wisdom. This is what we offer the world when we act from this combined space. In this space are everyone that you've ever known, living or dead, and everyone you're going to meet. In this space are all the angels and archangels, all of the company of heaven, the community of saints. We are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. And of course, the Holy One. This is the dwelling of the divine with us. So we're going to be quiet for about 10 minutes, and your mind will wander. And don't worry about it, just bring it back. You can think about compassionate wisdom or wise compassion, or you can think about God dwelling in your heart, and that will bring you back. So we will have this time of listening for God. When Jesus was present on this earth, his disciples saw that he was a man of prayer like no other. And so they asked him to teach them how to pray. And he taught them, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." We come now to this part of the service where healing prayers can be offered. They can be for yourself. They can be for someone you know. They can be for a situation. What we do to seal those prayers as a ritual, it's enjoined in the Epistle of James, is to anoint ourselves with oil. In non-pandemic times, someone prays with you and does that for you. And if you have someone near you to do that, you can do it for each other. You just dip your finger, it's easier, I think, with your forefinger, into the oil, and you make the sign down for the Father, the cross for the Son, and then I just touch the center for the Holy Spirit. And you can do that before you pray, you can do that afterwards. It's either as an opening or a seal. Know that your prayers are always heard. Know that healing is more extensive than curing. Sometimes we are healed and go on to die of an affliction because death is a part of life. But be bold to ask for what you want. And I always think of Jesus' example in Gethsemane, where he knew what was coming. And he said, "Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass." And then he said the important part, "Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thy will." So you can always add that prayer. So we're going to be singing during this time, invite you to sing when you're not in prayer, and we will just let these healing prayers rise. Indeed, our salvation does come from God, who is always our companion, never, never abandons us. And so we go in that knowledge that we are always companioned by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ Jesus, the Spirit of God, and that as we go out into the world to be light to the world, it is that light that we shine. In Jesus' name, go in peace.
I leave you. My peace I leave you. My peace I leave you.